We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the 2019 Auto Club Finals, Doug Coletta, here in the 60th anniversary season of Connie Coletta. Doug, tremendous victory. Third win, last four races here at the Auto Club Finals. Second win here at Pomona, so the Pomona sweep. Pomona has been good to you this season. Just walk us through your race day, please.
Yeah, it was fun, for sure. Probably the most excitement was in the semis. I think we completely blew that thing up. Just broke traction and just kind of legged it down there, and it was a hell of an explosion. But, the guys, everybody kind of chipped in, and we got the thing beat back together. And I think actually it was in the second round and the third round, the thing went up there, went 73. So I was like, after all of just what happened, as hard as those guys worked on it, it was awesome that ran a 73. And I was pretty impressed with my guys.
Legging it out, that one run, championship implications caused you to have to do different kind of things. Of course, you want to keep the throttle open to win the race. But, talk a little bit about being involved in this championship fight this year in the countdown. Of course, Torrance wins the title, but you got Brittany Force, and you guys did all you had to do, all you could do. Came up short a little bit, but it was really a gritty performance by your team.
Yeah, I was real proud of the effort we put in today. That was the goal, obviously, to get to the final. And, it was a little in qualifying with Stevie getting, above us, it was like 63 points after you added up whatever the low qualifier was, and then the points difference. So three rounds, it was tough to make up, and I don't know where we ended up short, but it was we gave it all we could. Obviously, it's definitely still on our list to win the championship, and I was just real proud of my guys today, and then coming out of here with the win. I love running here in Pomona. The 60th year with Connie, he's out here tuning Richie's car, and I'm running that thing in a final, and he had it all tuned up, and Connie's had that car running pretty good this year, so he's won a couple races with it, and just real proud of him. And he's an inspiration really to me and everybody on our teams, because 60 years of being out here, he was the Winter Nationals back in the 60s out here, so it's a pretty impressive run he's had, and he still loves it. So it's to have somebody like that that's just so passionate, is it's infectious with what we got going on.
I believe the total was 4 points that you came in second. Questions for Doug Coletta, Bobby Bennett.
Doug, do you think we in the media make more about you winning a championship than it really matters to you?
A lot of people have mentioned it to me, and, I've got a hell of a following. I tell you what, there's a lot of people that love to see me win a championship, and I would love, obviously, nothing more to, get it done one of these years. And it's just on the list. It's one of those things that I would love to be able to accomplish, and I think we're maybe three points behind this year, so some crazy amount. So it's good that we're competitive. We're coming to these races. We're running good. And we're still taking a shot at coming into the the last day of the events, and trying to run for the championship. So there's a lot to be said for that, and just real proud of everybody on my Mack Tools team. Toyota's been a huge help with us this year with the TRD guys. They're out here busting their butts. Working with all of the crew chiefs on our cars, and it's been just something that's really special that they've been helping us with. So, it's a great team effort we got going on there. So I'll just keep digging.
As a follow up, do you think that championship will come when you really aren't expecting it?
Well, hopefully next year would be good. it's good that we've got the momentum that we've got going, and we'll just keep trying to work at it a little harder. It's amazing. You're 3 points behind at the end of the year, and it's like these six races and the opportunities that you missed. It's like I've got a couple in my own thoughts that, it's like, oh, man, I should have had that round, with, whatever your action time was, and it was just a close race. I always, just remind, just those opportunities. You got to just realize that those last six races are real important.
Provisional number one would have tied you. During
the
countdown.
Yeah. Provisional number one. So, there you go.
This guy's rubbing it in.
Deal.
Yeah, I do want to correct myself. I said 4 points. It is 3 points. Question, sir? Yes.
I got a couple, but one of them Waterman's after you kind of went boom in the second round. You had like an hour to rebuild that car, and after you did, you were faster in the next two rounds.
And we were actually the first car back up here, because I was impressed. I was like, guys, you realize we just like totally leveled this thing, and you're the first car back to the lane. So, you know, just hats off to these guys. Actually, Troy did mention something about, maybe we should have switched to that motor or whatever he, you know, was referring to. I'm not sure what he had going on with the car and the tune-up, but it definitely ran better, and real proud of those guys. Troy and Rob Flynn, they've stepped this thing up for me, and we've gotten some consistency a little more this year than I think we've had.
And then you were so close, and you've been close before. What's it going to take to get that extra 4 points?
Yeah, it's just the will to win, and those last six races. I mean, you have to take advantage of every opportunity. You know, it was this year was a good reminder of that. I mean, you just get up on the wheel and make sure you don't miss any opportunities. And because obviously, Bobby here was saying to Justin, and, you know, they've got a bunch of young guys coming up next year. It's not going to be any easier. I mean, they're killing the tree, and you just got to kind of step it up. So there's always something new.
Next question.
Doug, tell us about the last run of the day. It was the low ET of the day and the quickest reaction time.
Yeah, so we went in the right lane. I think both lanes were really good. And we kind of figured Connie was going to have the thing tuned up. So Rob and Troy and the guys, they've tuned my car up to make sure we were going to stay ahead of them. And it was a good run, 71. But the conditions were getting good, and the sun was off the track, and this facility here, as the weekend's gone on, has gotten really good. The numbers were coming towards the end of today, and just real happy we got by Richie. The last time we run him in the final, we got beat. So I was thinking about that when I went up there, and but I have to say again, I mean, the Toyota guys are out there helping. With everything about the track and just the information that, we're getting back to the guys tuning the cars, it's been a big help.
I believe second round was when you leveled the engine, right?
Yeah, second round.
Was that a matter of you just doing what you got to do to win a championship, or self-preservation against one of these young guns out here?
It's out there. I've never been real, lucky at pedaling it that far down, and usually when it's spinning and it starts dropping cylinders and it starts to kind of slow itself down enough to where you're probably better off just staying in it. That's kind of my philosophy. So that's what we did, it's, I'm not sure, I wasn't in the part saving mode at that point, so it's one of those deals.
The kid wasn't going
whatever
away.
It takes.
Regarding the season, three wins on the season, the Winter Nationals, the U.S. Nationals, the Auto Club Finals. That is a pretty strong season in terms of winning big races.
Yeah, I'm just fortunate to be out here. I just love drag racing. So, we've had some good running, some good events in addition to those. And, the goal is just to be, in contention to come to these things and win. I mean, that's been my goal, and it's been a fun year for us, and we'll just keep digging.
Most points in the countdown as well. Any final thoughts you want your fans to know, everybody know? There was a rumor a couple of years ago that maybe Doug Coletta was getting ready to hang it up. Judging by the performance this past season, what Troy Fashing, Rob Flynn, and that team have done, it seems like that is nowhere close to reality. You seem to be a reinvigorated NHRA drag racer.
Yeah, I'm persistent, I guess you could say. So we'll just keep at it. It's what I enjoy doing, and as long as our effort with what we've got going on, it's just real proud of what we got going on, and just happy to be part of it.
Thank you very much, Doug Coletta, your Top Fuel winner here at the 2019 Auto Club Finals. Thank you, Doug.
All right, thank you, Joe. Great job.
Thank you.